We never close our doors. The sign on the door made a false claim. Today, the double doors to the Canners and Fishers Bank of Refuge were shut and locked from the inside. Outside, a young woman peered through the smoked windows, but couldn't see beyond her own reflection, made less solid by the fog of her breath. She wiped the glass, but that only smeared the image, making her reflection unrecognizable.
"Hurry up, Zilky, or we won't have enough time to get the rest of our costumes together," one of her companions complained.
There were several giveaway signs, a few clues, nothing more, that they were getting ready for a big night out. After all, Halloween was their time. It was when they came out to play, to be themselves. Sparkles and props spilled over the tops of their shopping bags, and two of the group had already donned their vampy vamp wigs and tiaras. The one who'd hurried Zilky along had fake black hair, probably inflammable, puffed up on her head with white zigzags on each side.
"Anyway, I saw that Una Headley go in there," the zigzag wig spoke again. "And you don't want to be seen talking to her. She's right skanky, she is."
Zilky admired her reflection for a few moments more, then checked the door for the bank's opening hours, looked around to see if there were any other doors, shrugged, turned, and walked back to her fellow fancy dresses. She could come back later. Inside the bank, Una Headley was starting to sweat. Even though it was a late October afternoon, mid-autumn in Refuge, the bank's heating system was getting to her and she was losing her patience. She recalled why she'd visited the bank on this sunny October afternoon. She needed spendies to buy a bottle of something to help the night along.
"It's Halloween, after all," she smiled to herself. "My night."
The stocking-faced men she'd earlier mistaken for fancy dressers or student pranksters were getting on her tits.
"If you're going to shoot someone, get on with it."
And with that thought, bang. The sound was deafening in the confined space of the bank's lobby. Following the bullet, the sound ricocheted off the ceiling and through a window, but some of it spilled out and settled in Una's ears, creating a high-pitched whine. Una rolled her eyes to the ceiling as the other hostages jumped. Most of them had probably never heard a gun before or seen blood flow either. She tuttered and let her eyes scan the room. They stopped on the idiot nearest the door, the one whose gun went off by accident. He looked in turn at the other three gunmen, shrugging his apology.
"What are you going to do that for, fuckwit?"
nodded one of the stockings to the doorman. This one was watching the hostages, or supposed to be. He was sitting on the corner of a table, probably to get a wider view of the lobby. Una reckoned she'd have him on the floor with his throat cut before he'd even noticed she'd moved. Except there were other people. Innocents in the room, and she daren't risk it. For their sakes, not on her own.
"Man, I didn't mean to. It just went off, didn't it?"
the doorman offered by way of an excuse.
"More like you bottled it, dick for brains," replied the watcher. "Just cool it, yeah? We'll be out of here in no time now, as soon as these banker-wankers have got that safe open." "Yeah, bruv, I'm cool,"
the doorman sniffed as if to prove his coolness. But he wasn't, and Una had his mark. He'd be the last one to go. Might even save his own life if he pissed himself and cried in the corner when the action started. Sitting with her legs out straight, she cracked her fingers against the floor. The watcher swiveled on the corner of the table to face her.
"What you up to, tiny tits? Got somewhere to go, have you?"
She shrugged and held out her hands, palms upward to show she wasn't trying anything on. While he was still eyeballing her, she shuffled her feet together like they were itchy, edging the dagger out of her sock just far enough so it couldn't be seen by the watcher.
"Sorry. Nervous habit. I get eczema."
She kept talking, kept his eyes on her lips. Mundane drivel about her ma and the doctors and how nothing worked to stop the itching.